Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome, we're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's a Baller Lifestyle podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, episode number 566 of the show. We appreciate you listening. We love you all. Thank you very much. If you would like, oh, we got some submissions for the worst song contest. And I have a whole list. Ed, I reached out to, I'm joined now as always by the great Mr. Ed Daly, who's wearing a sweet Teen Wolf Raglan t-shirt, in case you're not watching. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Yeah. What do you got on your list? I have like 40, just spitballing.
Yeah, I got
like
a bunch.
40.
Well, I know.
So like we can combine and trim it down, but like there'll be plenty of entries.
You're really good with this stuff, like off the top of your head. You just have that kind of recall where you can go boom, 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 boom and knock things out. I don't really have that. Like if one pops into my head, like a couple popped in my head the other morning, I got to write them down or I'm going to lose them. But there we have a friend in the audience. She knows a lot about Ohio. And
she does.
She does.
She knows a lot.
And she just has lots of thoughts on lots of subjects all the time, and she is not afraid. Yeah, it's great. And she is not afraid to share her opinions. And I happened to text her the other day and I just said, yo, Catherine Chady, what, you got any ideas for the worst songs? And she happened to be, and thoughts and prayers to Katie Shady. Reach out to her on Instagram if you haven't already, because she was living with COVID-19 when I texted her. She's,
oh no,
there's a resurgence apparently. It's still around. And so she was sick in bed. And I said, hey, you got any ideas? And she must have texted me 40 songs of just from her. So I got a whole list to share with you. We got some emails with some songs, some controversial songs, which is always fun. So please send us if you have thoughts on what the worst song is. We're going to do a bracket here in a week or two. And what do you think is the worst song? And that's all it is. Send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You're also free to give us a call, leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS, 8257. We appreciate your calls. I also appreciate Ed. The song's still playing. We're recording on a different day. I had some plans. I had to work around some things. Ed's got a big birthday happening this week. So Tuesday, guys, 3/11 day, the national holiday it's Ed's birthday. It's our dear friend, Janie's anniversary. Janie Cowan / Rolf's anniversary. On 3/11, it's also Katie Shady's anniversary. Katie Shady is also married on 3/11. It's just a beautiful day, and of course,
it's a great band,
one of the greatest bands ever. Yes, them, those guys. Yes, they're amazing. It's 3/11 day. That's Ed's birthday. That's coming up. So wish him a happy birthday on Tuesday. But we're recording a little early. I went to my dad's house in Arizona this weekend, Ed, Real America, and I was just driving home. And there was so much traffic, and I did an embarrassing thing both directions on this drive, because it's a long drive. First of all, on the drive, I was rolling calls. That's a thing that I'll do on a long drive, is I'll just roll calls. I'll just call my friends and just have long conversations with people. Mm. People call me. I was rolling calls. Then I got done rolling calls, and I went live on Instagram twice.
Wow.
And so I was just, and I'm like, and then I felt so much pressure. I'm like, I turned it on. I'm like, let's see what's going on. But people can't really talk to you. They can just type things. So you have to like kind of glance while you're driving. Yeah.
But you have to like read.
Little bit. I couldn't really read because I was driving and people were saying that's not safe. And it probably isn't. But I was looking at the road. You know, I was looking at the road.
Probably. There's no probably there. You take the word probably when you're out of there.
So this, and also I have a little clip. On,
by Graham. You know, this is a thing. I don't do this.
So I was thinking about that. I had a couple ideas. One, it clips on a little low on my vent on my car. So it gets a lot of this angle. of me, and this is oof. You don't want to be low.
You know what's the worst?
Tell me.
When the phone switches the other direction and you pull up the camera and you're looking down and it's always looking up at your chin. And even when I'm at my best weight, I still feel like just a tub of shit because it's the worst angle looking up at your chin.
Do you ever like go, you wake up in the morning and you just grab your phone to check it when you get up and you open your phone and for some reason the camera opens up and it's just like you in bed? Like,
yeah, it's a terrible way to start your day. And it's happened many times.
Yeah. So, and for the safety reason, I was also thinking of this and I thought about it today on the way back because of the angle. And I was just by myself in the car. Salud. Bless you, buddy. Excuse me. Oh, vampire sneeze. What if I picked up a transient on the road and then he could hold it. He or she could hold the camera up and then assuming they could read me the comments from people and be, you know, like a production assistant and
like a distant cousin to the Curb episode where he used the sex worker to get to Dodger Stadium in the carpool lane.
Exactly. A helper. And look, I saw a couple transients under some overpasses on the way, but I'll be honest, I didn't have the balls to do it. And I was concerned about odors, that it just, you know, could be an odor.
The olfactory situation is the tough one.
Because similarly, there's a Seinfeld where he has his car parked by a valet and the valet puts an odor in his car and he can never get rid of it. He has to get rid of the car.
He gets it detailed and it's still the stink is there. Yes. And he has to just get rid of the car.
And then I was also thinking about the death by Graham thing. I was thinking, what if I make an ice contact in my phone? And in case I'm killed while gramming, when the first responder checks my phone, is like, oh, we got to notify this the next of kin. He goes to ICE and it'll say, please share my live. Because like we've seen people die in the car and that doesn't just automatically show up on the internet. Somebody would have to share that to the internet or make a screen recording of it. And nobody watches. I'm getting like two people watching me. So it's unlikely that one of them is screen recording the thing. So I would need a paramedic of some sort to show up on scene and then he'll look at my phone and go, oh my God, this man was live. We got to share his live.
Share my organ flat.
My live.
You're live.
Anyway, anybody that jumped in on that was super fun. And maybe we'll do that again sometime when I'm not driving. I appreciate all of you. Thank you. Let's talk some. Oh, you know what? Oh, I'm getting texts here.
Dang.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I gotta do a little do not disturb here. Yeah, this is new to me. This has never happened before. Do not disturb. When I was in Arizona with my dad, he was like, man, those songs on your show, he's like, those are so good. He's like,
next level talent, he's putting these together.
He's like, what are you paying that guy to do these? And I'm like, this guy just does them out of the goodness of his heart. And then I had to text Brad in New York and go, hey, Brad, buddy, my dad just complimented your song. So you got that going for you, even if we can't pay you. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about people who died.
Just tell us who is dead now. Who died? Just tell us who is dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad. Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update. Tragic. Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died. Yep. Cause we're about to hear from Ed. Celebrities are dead, so tell me who died.
Ed, tell us, please, if you don't mind, tell us who died.
Very sad. Pamela Bach, David Hasselhoff's ex-wife, 62 years old, died by suicide. Very, very sad.
Very sad. That's terribly sad. And I saw that her last Instagram, you know, they always go to the last Instagram post. I think it was around Christmas time. And it was like so felt so blessed and happy. to have a grandchild. And that just goes to show it's a passing moment. And you just don't know how people like what they're going through, you know, and check in on your friends. Just shoot that text. You just never know. You know, there was a time a couple years ago where my old ex-therapist guy that I used to go and tell my innermost secrets to, he was an older guy, Ed. He was an actor, and he was in things, and he would, I think we talked about it before, a long time ago on the show. Yeah. He was on a big show. Anyway, he was going through something in his life, and he was sending me the fucking weirdest texts that you could ever imagine. Like, just the weirdest shit. And it was a lot of like butt dial type stuff where he's having a conversation with somebody else about some weird shit. And it felt like drug shit to me. And what I was doing was I was taking these recordings and I was sharing them to my Instagram stories because I thought they were funny. And then, you know what? Somebody I knew, not even that well, but somebody I knew, they reached out to me and they sent me a text and they said, why don't you just ask him how he's doing? And I was like, and you know what? That told me a lot about that person. And she's like, cause that sometimes, and this was a person that was in recovery and they were like, sometimes that's all somebody needs is just somebody to ask him how they're doing. And that told me a lot about that person. And it told me a lot about myself. Cause I wasn't compassionate for this guy at that time. And then I felt like shit about it. And I deleted the videos and I was telling somebody about him the other day and I kind of wanted to show it to him, but maybe not.
Do you still have the screenshots?
I deleted them.
I'm curious.
It was screenshots and videos. And I had it all. And then I was like, you know what? I did. And then I asked him if he was okay. And he's like, oh, I had to get a new phone. And you know, it might've been bullshit, whatever. But you know that all I'm saying is that sometimes people just need that little nudge to say, hey, is everything okay? And that's it. You know, you just ask them that question and that could keep them from something tragic happening. Cause this woman didn't want to die. She just thought she wanted to die. Go ahead, Ed.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, was this the wife when he was eating the cheeseburger on the floor?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. It was, I mean, she got that.
That was a tough go for
she, the Hoff. And that's the thing. This woman was certainly was not struggling financially, because a lot of times people will point to something very obvious like, oh, he had money troubles or he was being divorced or all the, but it doesn't work like that. It's a feeling. And so very sorry for this family. Who else died?
We lost a man by the name of Joey Molland, Bad Finger guitarist, last surviving member of Bad Finger, 77 years old. You might not think you know Badfinger.
You know.
They had one song.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking banger and a half.
Okay, remind me. What song is it?
No matter what.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I will. Yeah, they were kind of like a Beatles light-esque band. Yeah. Yes. And they're great. Yes, great band, Badfinger. Wait, I think, wasn't somebody in Badfinger? You remember that horrible show on HBO, Girls? She wanted to be like a young Larry David, where she's like, oh, I'm just an asshole. But the thing is, Larry David is likable. And this woman, this woman just did a show where she was neither funny nor likable. Yeah, she was just an asshole. But I think, so it was her, right? And then it was Brian Williams' daughter.
Yeah.
And then it was David Mamet's daughter. And these are the girls. And then I think the other daughter was a daughter of Bad Finger, or maybe it was Bad Company.
Bad Company. They had some songs.
Too. Oh, yeah, they did. Paul Rogers. Okay. Who else died, Ed?
And we lost a man by the name of Dwayne Wiggins.
Yeah.
One of the founding members of Tony, 64 years old, bladder cancer.
Yeah.
My question is,
yeah, was it?
Your name's Dwayne. Why are you naming your band Tony?
It's confusing. Two things. Okay, wait. There, Tony is feels good.
Yeah,
feels good. That's Tony, right?
I feel like late 80s.
Yeah, early 90s. Yeah. And I swear to God, this is much like me realizing that Bosom Buddies was a double entendre way too late. I thought forever, not till today, but till not that long ago, that the band was actually called Tony, because it's T-O-N-E with the accent mark.
Yeah.
It's three versions of Tony's, all with exclamation points. I thought it was Tony, Tony, Tone forever until I heard somebody say Tony, Tony, Tony. And then I was like, what the fuck? And now I realize. And then one of the guys, I thought it was three guys named Tony.
That I thought there was three guys named Tony until today when I found out this guy died.
Great, great Hoboken pizza place. Honestly, free name for a Hoboken pizza place. Three guys named Tony.
There is a place called Tony Bologna.
Yes, very close. Hoboken. Yes. Okay. Very sad for all those people who died. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy just finished his rookie season out of Texas, and he put up like ridiculous Super Bowl numbers in like in trash time.
Yeah.
He had like a monster game. Anyway, he's one of the fastest guys in the NFL. He was arrested over the weekend on felony domestic violence charge. He choked a woman out. It said in his family, but it seems like, you know, his partner something.
Yeah.
I don't know. He choked a woman out. Charges have they were announced today. Charges have been dropped, which means some financial
likely. Yeah,
working
charges. Likely. Non-cooperative witness. Yeah,
likely.
Yes,
but he was released today by the Chiefs. And when you have a rookie, who has 4.2 speed,
controllable,
and just a controllable rookie contract. Yep. It means we probably should be taking these accusations seriously, even if the cops ultimately are not going to charge.
You don't got to do much reading between the lines here. You know, like that's the fact that they released him tells you that he's guilty of something. And look, I don't care who the fuck it is.
Don't put your hands up.
Yeah. Like, I don't care if it's his fucking sister or his auntie or whoever, you know, like you don't do that to a lady. I was confused for a second, Ed, because I got Xavier Worthy and
the game James?
No, Rutgers product, Isaiah Pacheco. Oh, I was confusing those, and I was like, what is up with these Rutgers? What is up with these New Jersey products and their treatment of women, you know? Like,
I just think this is the case, but a Rutgers product, what's his name? Mohamed Sanu.
Oh, huh?
At one point had some violence charged against him.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems to be a trend. Were these attorneys Chip Lewis and Sam Bassett? Oh, let's, is there a more white guy name than Chip Lewis? Chip Lewis here. Defending Xavier Worthy, representation.
That's Dave Chappelle's.
Yeah.
That was like his white guy. It was always Chip.
His friend Chip. Yeah. Chip to golf. I didn't know I couldn't do that. Said their client was innocent of the charge against him. They said the allegation was made by a female who had been living in Worthy's home. Well, they make it seem like she's a squatter.
Who's this person?
Yeah. She was living there because she was fucking him. That's the trade-off. And that she had been asked to leave the home multiple times over the last 2 weeks upon discovery of her infidelity. So victim blaming. She has refused to vacate the residence and made a number of extortive efforts prior to resorting to this baseless allegation against Mr. Worthy. The complainant further destroyed a room in the residence. See, he's got reason to do what he did, Ed. Scratched Mr. Worthy's face and ripped out parts of his hair, which there is photographic evidence of. Worthy told law enforcement at the time of the incident he did not want to press charges against the complainant. Under Texas law, impending
breathing means intentionally knowing or recklessly impeding the normal breathing. Impeding breathing, sorry. Oh, he didn't strangle her. He just impeded her breathing. That's no big deal.
Yeah, he was right. He was just attracted to her neck.
Yes. 28th overall pick. Look, I mean, that's, you know, it's, and then they cut him.
When you have a rookie deal,
yeah,
a starting player on a rookie deal,
yeah,
it's going to, and the team has, you know, private eyes working on everything.
Yes. Yeah.
When they release a guy.
Yeah. They got reason. Yeah, they got security, team security, league security. Like they know more than their prayers at.
Yes, the cops aren't sending him to jail for this, but
no.
If a money making organization is getting rid of an asset that's on the cheap
for free, yeah, exactly, yeah, that's all you need to know. What else, Ed?
FBI adds ex Olympic snowboarder to its 10 most wanted list.
Yeah.
It's for fucking cocaine. 10 most wanted should only be people who are killing.
I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah. What? Because this guy was making money tax free. Because this guy was helping people.
Right.
I saw this and I want to know about it. FBI adds ex Olympic. Okay. There's a $10 million reward for information leading to the arrest of a former Olympic snowboarder for Canada, who is wanted for allegedly running a multinational drug trafficking network and orchestrating multiple murders. Ed, whoa. Oh,
yeah, I didn't read that part.
Well, yeah, but they're bad people, Ed. They're involved in drugs. This is no big deal. Related to the drug.
In the game.
That's right. That's part of the game. The FBI added Ryan Wedding. That's a name. 43 to its most 10 most wanted list Thursday, while also announcing the U.S. State Department's $10 million offer. Wedding went from shredding powder on the
I hate it. This was the assistant DA coming up with their little clever. I saw that quote, like, get the fuck out of here.
Wedding went from shredding powder on the slopes at the Olympics to distributing powder cocaine on the streets of U.S. cities and in his native Canada, said Akil Davis, the assistant director of the FBI's Los Angeles field office. The alleged murders of his competitors make Wedding a very dangerous man. Whoa, he was killing other drug dealers. This is pretty badass. Among his aliases, according to the FBI, are El Jefe.
Oh.
Public Enemy and James Conrad King.
Wait a second.
Those don't fit together.
No, one of them doesn't. One of these kids is not like the other.
Yeah, the first two could definitely be in rap songs.
Sure.
Other one, I don't know about.
Yeah, my man, Conrad King.
Wedding was charged in June with murder and drug crimes. Those charges were augmented in September in an indictment alleged. In announcing the indictment in October, the FBI said a dozen people had been arrested. U.S. authorities allege the group killed two members of a family in Canada in retaliation for a stolen drug shipment and what officials there said was a case of mistaken identity, as well as two other people. I mean, it's a victimless crime. Well, so he's Canadian and he's charged in the United States. So if they catch him in Canada there and he wants to be extradited, is Canada going to charge a fee? They're like, you can have your one of your 10 most wanted to stand trial in the United States, but you need to pay 100% tariff on the import. So that would be funny, right?
That would be awesome.
That would be worth awesome. It.
Remember all this shit you're charging us for maple syrup?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's our Ryan Wedding fee.
This guy. we need tribute for Ryan Wedding. Look, I want to know more about this guy. He sounds like a fucking hard motherfucker. Cool. Yeah, he does.
Why? He seems cool. He's snowboarding.
He probably throws a good party. You know, he probably pays for everything. I mean, just seems like a great guy.
I've seen the movie Aspen Extreme. There's fun stuff going on there.
Great. Wait, is that the one with Peter Berg?
Yes.
Yeah. And they ski the figure eights at the end.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a fucking, we should review that, Ed.
Yeah.
Put that on the fucking list. Aspen Extreme.
Yeah.
That was.
I thought of it until this moment.
Oh, man. Because that's one of those ones that would come on HBO in the 90s, like late night. And you'd be like, oh, fuck, Aspen Extreme's on. And everybody would be like, we're watching Aspen Extreme tonight. Like, it's a classic.
my buddy had a meeting with Peter Berg not too long ago, said he was a cool guy.
Oh, really? Did he ask him about Aspen Extreme?
I forgot to bring that up.
Yeah, that would be nice to know. Okay, Ed, what else?
Chris Broussard and Draymond Green face backlash for misinformed reporting on Karl Anthony Towns' recent absence. And I know this story because he's on the Knicks. He was going to play the Lakers.
Yeah.
And he was not available in the game for personal reasons.
Oh, yeah. That's when the Lakers got it done in overtime, right, Ed? You remember that? It was last week.
When they fouled Josh Hart on the gather and he would have hit a foul shot and there wouldn't have been overtime. Yeah. Instead, they go to overtime, lose, and Jalen Brunson rolls his ankle and he's out for 2 weeks. It was a fucking bad game.
I was listening on the radio. Didn't LeBron like fall into him or something?
Yeah.
That sucked. So he couldn't play.
Draymond goes on his stupid podcast where he just says nonsense.
Who was listening to that?
He heard Jimmy was in the building and he's afraid of Jimmy because they were on the Timberwolves together. Yeah. The last time Karl Anthony Towns played when Jimmy was in the building was at the Heat and he dropped 44 on him. Yeah. He's not afraid of Jimmy Butler. No.
He's much larger than Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. And Chris Broussard then reports that as fact. Mm-hmm. And then Karl Anthony Towns' girlfriend, I think like a model girlfriend, she said, fuck cancer. Her good friend of theirs died of breast cancer.
Oh.
And Karl Anthony Towns went to a fucking funeral that day.
Yeah.
And skipped the game. Yeah. And these guys, and then like Draymond, somebody's like, hey, that's pretty fucked up. You were saying he's being a pussy.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, it's just what I heard.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. That's irresponsible, buddy. Yeah. He made it up.
Shit.
He made it up. Well, how
is Jimmy Butler?
How are we now? Mookie Betts aside, who was
it wasn't
an
the
angel.
Lakers game. It was the Warriors game.
Right? Oh, right.
The Warriors game.
Mookie Betts aside, who was an angel and could do no wrong. What are we doing with these active players having podcasts? They all got podcasts?
Oh, I on occasion will listen to Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. It's pretty funny.
They have a podcast?
Oh, yeah. The Roommates podcast. It's pretty funny.
Everybody got a podcast these days. Unbelievable.
But they're not pretending to break news.
Yeah.
They just have on a teammate or like an announcer. They have Mike Breen on and they just bust each other's balls. Like they're not thinking they're breaking news.
Wait. On Wednesday's edition of the Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis,
I saw a video of it.
Yeah. Do you need to wear special glasses because all the veneers on that show? Because they got those big white teeth. Both of them got the biggest, whitest veneers. Like it would be hard to watch that without you need those special podcaster glasses with the blue lenses.
They're like Brazilian soccer players with those veneers.
As for why Green believed Towns missed the game, Green alluded to Towns being afraid of going against Warriors forward teammate. Look, this is irresponsible. And, you know, if I were, who's the guy that looks like, the guy that looks like a Nosferatu that's in charge of the NBA?
Oh, yeah.
Adam Silver. This is a finable offense. Like, this is, you know, you shouldn't allow this. And Chris Broussard, he's still around?
But he loves Jesus, but he hates gay people.
Right, he does. But he still has a job?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it. But he's on one of these Fox Sports, yelling at each other shows.
Yeah. Not cool. Draymond Green. We've had enough, you know, and he's not good anymore, by the way. Oh, wait, is Draymond Green still on the Warriors?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and he'll make the Hall of Fame someday for standing near the best shooter of all time.
Yeah, for being, yeah.
For averaging like 9 points and 8 rebounds a game and standing near the greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah, he's like Tim.
He's like Scottie Pippen.
Or Tim McCarver. Scottie Pippen. And I mean, he's a good defender and very long, you know, like he can do. Mm-hmm. okay. And let's do some voicemail.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless.
This is one of the calls I rolled today on my five, almost 6 hour drive. I had a lot of traffic today. I rolled a call with Brad in New York, who was telling me, and everyone's been through this. He went out with his wife, and hopefully, if she's listening, she's a delightful woman. I'm not saying anything about his wife here. He went out with his wife and a couple of her friends and their husbands, and he was forced to make hours of small talk with other guys' husbands. And you know what they were doing, Ed? They were talking about their business. They were talking like their work, you know. And it's like, oh my God. And I said, unless you're the coroner, or you one time had a title fight against Mike Tyson, I do not give a fuck about your business. I don't care what kind of commission you made on what kind of fucking deal. I don't care that they're building a new fucking plant that you're going to run. You gotta have something better to talk about than your stupid fucking job. Cause I don't care about your fucking job.
I'm not interested.
Not interested. Like, let's talk about something of substance. Okay. Like, you're boring me. I can't remember what I was going to say. Okay. Let's listen to this call.
B, Ed, Annabella.
Oh, it's LSU.
Boys,
yeah,
fellas,
good guy.
Whatever you are.
Great guy.
Hey, just hadn't called in a while. Wanted to see how things were going. Ah, shit. Hold on a second, man. I got a call coming in, okay?
Sorry. He's putting us on hold.
Doing a little.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah.
Oh. We know what day it is,
yeah.
Boyd. It is Happy Ed 311 Day.
Great day.
So happy birthday, you big bastard. Hope you enjoy it, and get your Lincoln, your 311 on, bud.
Get your 311 on, bud. I totally agree. Thank you for that, LSU. Very kind sentiment. Also from LSU, Ed, a list of songs for the list. Mm-hmm. Achy Breaky Heart.
Some of these are on my list already.
Sure. One is for sure. Don't Worry, Be Happy. I wouldn't put that in the worst songs, Ed. Don't Worry, Be Happy.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, it's
kind of catchy.
It's kind of fun, you know? And
he's hitting his neck.
Yes, kind of
the fun stuff.
Yeah. Also, we figured out that he put like $12 million in his bank account from this song. Like, good for him. Now, this next one, I would agree.
This is on there.
Kokomo, of course. Yeah. From the soundtrack to the
Reiki Heart and Kokomo were on my list already.
Kokomo from the soundtrack to a movie we reviewed here, I believe, with our dear friend Jason Stewart. Cocktail, a fantastic 1980s movie with a star turn for the great Gina Gershon.
Ooh, Caleb did.
Oh, Caleb did. That's right. Oh yeah, he'd never seen it.
And he never saw it.
Yeah.
Also, he despises the work of Walt Whitman, and they were.
Leaves of Grass. Yes.
They're doing Leaves of Grass readings in that.
Who Let the Dogs Out? I believe that is by the Baja Men. Tub Thumping.
Oh, boy. The Baja Men.
Oh, I'm not mad at Tub Thumping, Ed.
I'm not, but I do have, and I don't think it's going to make the list, but I do have an experience. Shortly before Michelle and I got married, we got married a long time ago. It'll be 25 years this summer.
Congratulations.
But we were at a wedding and somebody like requested Tub Thumping and all of these dudes were doing. And
stop.
I said to Michelle,
stop.
I go, when we have not, this didn't happen at our wedding.
Yeah.
But it happened at a wedding before our wedding. And so I said to the DJ, you know, we're paying you half now, pay half later. Here's a list of songs. If you play, you don't get that other half. And so, like, Mambo Number 5 was on there. Tub Thumping. There were some songs I was like, I don't want to hear this at my fucking wedding.
No.
And Tub Thumping. I remember just seeing a bunch of dudes like,
It's kind of a banger. I wouldn't put it on the worst songs. Yeah.
It has a place.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be
at your wedding. Yeah.
But yeah, But no, I wouldn't put it on the worst song.
Similarly,
I'm too sexy,
right? Said Fred. Like, come on.
When the Bundys go to England and they go on a fashion, they're playing I'm Too Sexy. Is Al Bundy's putting on clothes in England? Like,
come on. It's got to play. Yeah, it's a great montage song.
Yeah, it's a montage song.
Throw on the little I'm Too Sexy. You know, it's interesting. This is very polarizing. And this is LSU Lala is trying to be controversial here. He says, just about any Beatles song. It is weird to me that some people just absolutely die on the hill that they hate the Beatles. Like, they just hate them. Like,
to me, I feel like, because my dad was a big Beatles fan. Like, when I was a kid, I just didn't want to hear any Beatles. And then in adulthood, I appreciate 100%. More Beatles songs than I, like, I never used to appreciate them at all.
Yeah.
And now, like, there's some songs, like, While My Guitar Slowly Weeps, something like that. Like, there's some songs that I like, so George I'm Harrison. Definitely not.
Yeah, same. Same. As a young man, I was not into the Beatles. Same reasons, you know, it was just like old people music. And then I, like, kind of in my 30s, I had like a Beatles phase where I'm like, these guys are fucking awesome. Like, I don't, but I never was like, they suck. They were just not for me, you know? This is wrong. Julian Lennon, Too Late for Goodbyes. That is a banger. That comes on in CVS and you're fucking bobbing your head through the CVS. You're fucking loving it. Yeah.
Too late.
It bounces. It's a good song. Similarly, Jacob Dylan, One Headlight. It's a fucking great song.
This is one of the ultimate CVS bangers.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I actually saw the Wallflowers this year, and of course he played this song. He's like, and he made a joke about it too. He's like, did you think we were going to play this one? he's very tongue in cheek about it, you know, and he said, because fuck those Nepo babies and the songs suck. I would not qualify Julian Lennon as a Nepo baby. He was left in the lurch, I would say. But they
Yoko made sure he didn't have the fun Nepo.
No, he did not. Thank you for that, LSU. Thank you for those contributions. B&E, let me take you right to a song in the final four. Wake Me Up Before You Go Go by Wham. David in Salt Lake City for work. I might need some time with this. It's been a long time since I heard it.
Yeah. Look, George Michael.
Yeah.
I like some songs of his.
Yeah.
This song, I hadn't considered it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fucking bad.
It is.
It's a bad song.
I think
all I think of is the David Spade stand-up where he went to the concert with his mom or something. And he's like, oh, I just realized you put your ball sack into my mouth.
Yes, yes. It is. That has taken over that song for me as well ever since the 90s when that special came out. I think it makes the list for sure. We'll put it on the list. Thank you for that. Not David Bray, but David in Salt Lake City for work, because we're not going to use his actual name. Okay, Ed, let's talk about some things that are not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports.
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 Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now.
Non-sports.
Non-sports.
Non-sports
segment.
Oh. Ed, tell me about some things that are not, in fact, sports. Oh, hold on. Breaking news from my buddy Matt, who doesn't listen to the show because of his proportional eating habits. He only listens to mock drafts this time of year through the beginning of fantasy football season. DK Metcalf to the Steelers.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. That's huge. Big development.
Usually the move is, you can seek a trade, but then we rework your contract. Like Myles Garrett today got 40 sticks a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's pretty fucking good.
He's okay with staying in Cleveland. He's like, you know what?
I'm good.
Like 40 million can go pretty fucking far.
Hell yeah. And he doesn't have to play all those extra games at the end of the year. He just,
that's right.
17 and out. He's good. Yeah. Nice long life for him. Good for him.
We got a jarring update on a story we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman was likely alone with his dead wife, Betsy Arakwa, for 7 days before she died. And they said that there was no food in his
after she died. Body. Yeah.
Yeah.
After she died.
Yeah.
There was no food in his body. So he advanced dementia and like he just wasn't eating. And like that's why the dog was in some cage or whatever. Her cause of death. They did report there was like a bottle of pills and she was dead in the other room.
Yeah.
That wasn't her cause of death was hantavirus, pulmonary syndrome, a rare rodent transmitted virus.
Yeah. They used to call this Four Corners disease because it was prevalent in the like Indian reservations around where
the Four Corners,
Arizona. You've been to the Four Corners, right?
Mexico,
Colorado and Utah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Or Nevada. I don't know.
I don't pay attention to
me either. No, man. No, I'm not like, no. I know the edges. I know the ones on the edges at the middle.
Right. Yeah.
Gives a fuck.
It's something.
Yeah. But it is. This was a big deal back in the day. I don't know. You get bitten by a rodent or you eat some rodent shit. Look, this is why I'm phobic, Ed. I'm phobic of rodents. Everybody knows this. Mm-hmm. For this reason, because of the plague, because of hantavirus, I know what they can do to me. I can't have this. I'm never going to get hanta.
If she had a husband with his wits, maybe he could have been like taking her to the doctor or something. She got sick, but she was busy caring for him who was circling the drain.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. So she was his caretaker, right? She drops dead of hanta. Oh, there's like, look, there's, Ed, this is so embarrassing.
All this, look at this bag.
I had all this shit pile up on my desk. Look.
Yeah.
This is from back when you put these over your face. Look, there's lots of cords and stuff and cards and stuff in here. One day I'm like, I'm gonna clean out my desk. So I took.
Just throw that out because you'll just never go through.
Right, exactly. I opened my desk drawer. I pulled out everything. I go, I'm gonna go through this. And I set it all here like I was gonna go through it. And then it sat here for like a week. And then the cleaning lady was coming and I put it in this bag. And so now it's gone from the drawer to the bag. Let's see here.
Like we've got lots of corners of our apartment with that type of shit.
We got some old credit cards. Ed, that I could just shred. Oh, here's the worst. These are the worst. These are these gift cards that just have like a little bit of money left on them. Like it's all like $2 and $3. What do you do with that? You just, this is big bank getting over on you. They're fucking us.
Yeah. So just last week, I had some old Subway cards. Now you can just do like Apple Pay.
Oh, you got an app? There's an app for the Subway now.
Well, now it's just, you do Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Like you don't even need anything. But I have some old Subway cards, and when they would change the amount, then all of a sudden you had $1 on one card and 50 cents on another, and I had a whole bunch of these cards.
It's not max.
I'm looking at them, and I go, you know what? You got me, New York City Subway. Yeah. Threw them all out, and felt great.
How much better do you feel? You feel great now.
Yeah.
You just get rid of that shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes
cost.
Yeah, sometimes I'll have some shit in the back of my car and it like goes to some other shit and I'm like, oh, that piece of Velcro, I need that for that other thing. And then I'm like, or I could just fucking drop it in the bin right here and never fucking think about it again.
If you need Velcro one day.
You buy it.
Just go get fucking Velcro.
You go on Amazon, you go to CVS, whatever. Yeah. Then maybe you'll hear Julian Lennon, It's Much Too Late for Goodbye, you know?
You're going to hear one headlight.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So she got this Four Corners disease and she's his caretaker. So it probably takes
a while. Soldiering on. She's sweating.
Yes. And that's probably why all the pills, she's like, oh, what can I take? I don't know what I have.
Right.
Now look.
Right.
Suggestion, maybe go to a doctor. I don't know. Like maybe report this to somebody
suggestion.
Yes, that knows better.
But worth exploring.
Again, we discussed this last week, Ed. Where's the fucking kids here? Like,
right.
We're
talking 2 weeks.
She was mummified, Ed. So she probably had her bathrobe on or something or like towels. And she, you know, she.
Oh, I thought she was all wrapped up because she's mummified. I thought she's just walking around like she's full mummy.
Well, yes.
like
that great 70s garage band, The Mummies, where they just come out all wrapped up. Yes, that's what she did. That's what Hauntavirus makes you do. It makes you mummify yourself like King Tutankhamun. Oh, yes.
My son's way into Zigzags.
I knew. Yeah, I knew he would love that band.
Yeah. He's like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, they're fucking awesome. She's mummified. And then here's this old man, this poor old man. He relies on her to give him his porridge and shit, his yogurt.
He couldn't even remember to eat at this stage. This is a guy who the light has been turned off.
Yes, and he's probably roaming around the house and just aimless until he eventually collapses and dies because he didn't have enough sustenance to go on. And those dogs, they had a nibble. She may have been mummified, but I bet you she was assless when they showed up. That's just a guess on my part,
And then poor Bosco's stuck in the cage. Yeah. He can't get anything.
Dead. Now look. If I go to a dinner party, and so I never in a million years will go, never have asked anybody, what do you do? I never do that because I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't care about your job.
Not curious.
Not curious at all. I'm curious about other things about you.
Right.
But if you tell me, I'm a first responder. I work for the coroner's office in Santa Fe County. I was first on scene at the Gene Hackman home.
We're talking about it all night.
All ears. Let's go. Tell me about your job. That's what I want to know. If you're selling fucking HVAC equipment, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
But if you've got a mummy, I want to know, was the Wolfman there too? Yep. With Frankenstein? I need to know this.
Silver bullets? Should I really get a sharpened wooden stake? Do I need that? what if Adam Silver shows up at the foot of my bed in the middle of the night? How do I defend? Do I need silver bullets?
Because you can't wait for daylight.
No.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, daylight's not going to save me. Also, how come all vampires are a little bit gay? Like, is he gonna bite my neck and butt fuck me? Like, or is he like, look, I don't want that.
Being around somebody's neck, it's pretty gay.
Yeah, it is. That's true. Yeah,
neck's a very intimate,
very extra. Yeah, you can bite. What about? Well, you got that. You got that big thoracic artery in your leg, whatever that one in your leg is called. What if
blood could come from that?
Yeah. What if he bit your inner thigh though? Would that be
that's pretty gay too?
I only want to be bitten by female vampires. Okay, like that underrated show, What We Do in the Shadows, that vampire show. Very very funny show.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
With gay vampires existing,
of course.
I'm not into dude vampires biting my inner thigh.
That's what I'm saying. Not in my backyard, Ed. Like you do that on your own time behind, whatever you want to do. It's fine. Now, if that lady vampire from the What We Do in the Shadows, she wanted to take a nibble around anything I got that's full of blood.
Have at it.
Come on over, sweetheart.
Yeah.
make me immortal. Let's go. I'm into that. Very sad. R.I.P. It's just a sad, weird story about one of our greatest actors.
He was the greatest.
He was the best.
The end game for him was so bad. He's wandering around while a dead mummy is next to him.
You know what happened? You know what, Ed? He just lived too long.
Right.
I went, my grandma's almost 96, was hanging out with her this weekend. She's not super happy. She's not super stoked about being 96. And me and my dad went and put her away in her little box that she lives in and it's a very nice home. It's plush, but she doesn't want to be there. And it's like, and I told him, I go, after I ate all the black licorice out of her little bowl in her little apartment there and a couple of Girl Scout cookies, I really went fucking ham on all the sugar she had out. I told my dad, I go, this poor lady, she just lived too long. She just lived too goddamn long. And the same with Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman dies 8 years ago. He died. It's fine. He lived fucking 88 years.
He was on his bicycle 9 years ago.
Yes, exactly. And we're all still sad, but we can't be that sad. Guy lived to 89 years old, Right. And then he doesn't have this end. This Hauntavirus doesn't get him, Very sad.
Right. We got rats. It's a bad ending.
Yeah, it's bad.
We got a celebrity memoir, which I love because
into this.
People magazine loves to just tell you everything that happens, and then you don't have to read the book.
Well, I could listen to this one. I don't know. I'm not a book listener, but I know that books are on, you can listen to them for free on Spotify. So should I just start listening to books? I might start doing this.
I'm listening to a book on my bike because you can get some books for free. It's great.
Yeah. I will not tell people that I read the book, though. That's an easy distinction.
I listen to this book.
Perfect. Yes. That's what you do. Yeah. That's what a non-monster does.
Ione Sky, Say Anything star, 54 years old. Mm-hmm. She has the memoir.
Yeah.
And she revealed she slept with her co-star John Cusack after the movie.
Oh.
Years later.
Very
but professional. They were like into each other at the time, but nothing happened then.
Yeah.
She also said she dated Anthony Kiedis when she was 16 and he was 24.
Yeah.
She had an abortion with his baby at some point.
Yeah.
And she was caught in bed with another woman while she was married to Ad Rock.
Now, look. Okay, a few thoughts here. Okay, John, look, I would like dick reviews on all these people, first of all. You never get a dick review. Sure. Unless it's Pamela DeBar's I'm with the band, who tells you that Don Johnson had a fucking huge cock. Like, that I want to know. Ione Sky and John Cusack, that's like, what, he's probably like 60. So that's kind of like relatively age appropriate. 24-16 abortion, I would say that's wrong, but still not as disgusting as Anthony Kiedis dating a 19-year-old today.
Yeah, that's worse today. But 24 and 16 is not good.
Yeah, and right.
She's a sophomore or junior in high school.
I know. I have a 17-year-old daughter. Like, that's like the 24-year-old guy comes to my house and looking for my 17-year-old daughter, and he's gonna get clubbed by me. Yeah. Bottom line.
Yeah.
So yes, that I agree with. And look. That's a free spot on the board. Like, Ad Rock, Adam, like, let her have a little side fun with the neighbor lady. You know, it's just, she's exploring. She's interested.
She said that, I read the quote. It was like, that was the beginning of the end of my marriage. Mm-hmm. But like, she was exploring. They were married young. But then he's been in a long-term marriage with Kathleen Hanna.
That's right. Bikini Kill.
Bikini Kill. Mm-hmm. So it all worked out for everybody, man.
It all worked out. It's very nice. But look, it's about time. I needed this book. I didn't know what Ione Sky was up to. I missed her. And I'm interested, and this is probably all the details we're getting.
Like a hippie musician, right?
It was Donovan, Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow.
Put that on the list.
That's a bad song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Donovan Leach. Is that his name? Something like that. I'm interested in this. May listen. It's in the may listen category for me. I read a lot of, I do like rock and roll memoirs, and I do read a lot of those. Those are fun. But put this in the may listen category, because I wouldn't want to be seen.
Like, she loves being with musicians, clearly.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. If I were at an airport, what if I were in an airport and I was sitting there reading the Ione Sky biography? Like, that would be embarrassing for me, you know? But if I'm listening to it, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
It's War and Peace.
You could be listening to music.
I'm listening to something cool. Chili Peppers in here, you know? What else?
You don't want to be caught reading that as like a...
No, that's embarrassing.
Man in his 40s.
Yes. Yes. What else, Ed?
Fyre Festival 2 does not exist, according to Isla Mujeres Tourism Board, which I guess is where the spot for the next...
He chose an island.
I wanted it to happen again. So I know. Bad. Because...
Yeah.
Because, like, watching that documentary, he's a piece of shit who's defrauding people.
Yeah.
But the people he defrauded...
Yeah. Who cares? Yeah. Yeah, because this, apparently, he's for Fyre Festival 2. What's his name? Billy McFarlane.
Yeah.
He's selling some of the packages that he's selling are $1 million.
I want them to pay for $1 million and then just get the slice of cheese on a piece of bread.
Yeah, the tent. Just, oh, there's your tent. Here's your combination.
He just runs it back. The same exact thing. Even get Ja Rule in there. Yeah. Like, just the whole thing. Just get the same exact thing. I would love that so much.
I would love it too. Fyre Festival 2 is nowhere near fruition despite organizer Billy McFarland's claims. Tickets for the late May, early June. That's like in a couple of weeks, Ed.
Yeah, late May, early June. So, you know.
It's not even has a date. It doesn't even have a date.
You got a matter of weeks until this thing is supposed to happen.
And you can't say what actual day it's happening. The paperwork hasn't been filed yet. On Wednesday, February 6th, the Ayuntamiento de Isla Mujeres City Hall for the Mexican Island released a statement.
I mean, it's like Mother's Island, right?
Women's. Yeah.
Women's.
Yeah. About the planned follow up for the chaotic 2017 event. The general director. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It looks like a nice place, but look, it's weird that it's on an island because it's like that ups the degree of difficulty quite a bit because it's multiple modes of transportation to get you to the place.
Right.
I get, and they do like the Dead does one of these every year in Mexico where like everybody comes and Dead and Company plays and like bands that, you know, are in that genre are invited and their shows like all weekend. It's kind of like those cruises that they do, like the Faster Pussycat guy. Yeah. Yes, I'm sure they do it. I would be stuck.
There's nothing they don't do.
What if we looked it up and we're like, no, it turns out Kiss does not, in fact, do a cruise. Like
Gene Simmons doesn't want to oversaturate the brand.
I would Betsy Araqua right now. I would haunt a virus right here in my seat if Kiss didn't do a cruise. But it's like these things are done, but you throw it on an island, it's just that much more difficult. And it's the guy that fucked everybody over the first time. But now it is, I will say, what was that like 8 or 9 years ago, Ed? We got a whole new generation. Yeah. This all that's been forgotten. We got a whole level of a whole new generation of people that don't know that weren't fucked over at the original Fyre Fest. So do it again. Like sell the tickets, brother. Sell those $1 million tickets. What else, Ed?
Finally,
tell me,
Elon Musk Tesla hopes to win back customers by offering free charging if you buy $100,000 Cybertruck.
Free charging? Then you got to go to a place and do it.
Yeah, you go to a Tesla dealership or something.
Well, you do drive there every day. Yeah.
I saw two Teslas, Cybertrucks, on the road today during my bike ride.
Yeah,
gave them both the finger as I was riding by, and it felt great.
That's great.
I realized I'm just going to do that for the rest of my life. Just give them the finger because you know whoever's driving a Cybertruck is an asshole.
Loser.
You're positive of that.
Yeah, there's no cool cyber. Like, it's just such a bad look. Like, any Tesla at this point, it's such a bad look.
I know some good people that have Teslas.
Yes, and so do I.
And they owned them well before last year when things started taking a more serious turn. And look, I'm not a Tesla guy.
Of course not.
But
you're a Honda CRV guy.
That's right. That. If you own a fucking Cybertruck, there's no gray area on who you are.
You're a loser. Yeah. You're a huge loser. You have bad taste in vehicles.
You want to be seen so bad.
You want to be seen. You've never been laid. Like it's just endless. It's just a whole thing.
Endless supply of losers.
Yes, it's all the loserdom all rolled into a single vehicle.
Definitely want to talk about what you do for a living.
Oh, do you want to tell me about the deals you're making? You want to tell you what you just closed a thing. You're working on getting the capital together to do this next thing, and you just need a couple more angel investors, but it's looking good. I don't fucking care.
And you know what you also want to do?
Tell me.
You want to tell me about what cool things Elon Musk is doing.
He's misunderstood.
That's an Elon Musk super fan who has that. You have to be a super fan to own that.
He saved free speech, Ed. He does so many selfless things. Then how come he's hoarded all the money? If he's so fucking selfless.
He spent $400 billion. He doesn't need any more money.
He lives...
That's what Rogan told us.
He lives in that little house. Right. Oh no, he just lives there. Or here's the thing I like now.
Did you know he sleeps on the floor at the White House? Because he just works so much. I mean,
addicted to the job.
They could get him a bedroom. It's a pretty big pad. He doesn't have to be the Lincoln bedroom, but I'm sure there's a cot around. He doesn't need to sleep on the fucking literal floor.
He loves that son of his, the one child. And there's something that happened in December that made him just like really want to travel around with that kid. I'll keep him with him.
XX, the AE symbol, like all that. Yeah.
I don't know. Something about this Luigi character just made him love his son so much.
So he's up to 14 kids, Ed. And something I learned and that I choose to believe is true. I heard
he has a broken penis.
Yes. Did you hear this too?
I was listening to the dollop and they were talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause also I was listening to the Boys Cast with Ryan Long and Danny Polacek said the same thing, that the rumor on the internet, and these guys are tuned into the internet. I'm not. I get my shit from podcasts. And I say it here. So don't sue me.
Right.
They said that at that time he only had 13 kids. So it was like 2 weeks ago. Now he has 14. That 12 of the 13 were born via artificial insemination. Because he has his dick doesn't work. One, he's got a weird dick. People, it's like an Epstein, like an egg-shaped dick or something. But he's got a weird dick because he had a dick implant surgery. It might have been an enlargement or just it wasn't functioning and they put that thing in it like Arnold Palmer had to get it pumped up. It was the dick pump situation and it malfunctioned.
Yes, and so his Reebok pump penis.
Yes, yes. And so his dick doesn't work. And I choose to believe that. Look, the man wears his hat like I can't even do it. The guy can't wear a hat properly, right? Because, because he's an alien dork. So, like, right. Of course, his fucking doesn't know how to wear a hat and he doesn't fuck. The man does not fuck. Look at the cars he makes and thinks are cool. You think somebody that fucks, you know who fucks? Whoever makes fucking BMWs, that guy fucks. You seen a BMW? They're beautiful. That guy knows how to fuck. That's all there is to it.
The Italian designers of the Ferrari.
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Of course. Okay, that's it. Ed, great job. We had to pivot a little bit. I want you to have a very happy birthday this week. You're a great dude.
Just
appreciate you.
Put that song on loop, a loop.
I'll throw it on. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, a little amber is the color of her energy. You mix it up. You do whatever. Look, I get a lot of texts with 311 memes and whatnot. I'll share all those with you on Tuesday.
Why, thank you.
For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 566 of the Ball of Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
I never know what to do here. Happy birthday, buddy. I'll talk to you next week. Later.
Quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daly's choice and taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man. No one is above us. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot. Man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man. It really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.